How do you deal with doubt and perplexity?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
One baffling question God's people often ask is this: why does God permit good people to suffer while wicked people seem to prosper? Years ago, Habakkuk had a similar question. He saw violence and injustice raging among his people and wondered why God did not stop it. So he took his question to God. God replied, "Just wait. The Babylonians will come to punish these wicked people." "But Lord," Habakkuk protested, "they are more wicked than we are. Why would you let people more wicked than we are punish us?" God said he would punish both nations. And even if God's plan seemed to perplex him, it would happen anyway, even though it would not happen right away. God said, "If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place." God said the coming enemy would be ruthless, full of pride, and driven by their greedy quest for power. How would the few righteous people cope with such brutality? God told Habakkuk and his fellow citizens that they should stay focused on God. God said, "You will survive by your faith and faithfulness to me." So when we have perplexing questions about life, we can best navigate through them by remaining faithful to God, confident that trust in Almighty God is still the best way to survive and thrive.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.